For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska is calling on fellow lawmakers to come up with innovative ideas on how to combat climate. That following a just-released alarming report from the Trump administration, which is at odds with the president's personal stance on climate change. Sasse tells Fox News Sunday.
Right now, you don't hear a lot of the people who put climate as their number one issue. You don't hear a lot of them offering constructive, innovative solutions for the future. It's usually just a lot of alarmism.
The report warns that the planet's coastlines will permanently alter, droughts and storms will worsen, and there will be outbreaks of dangerous diseases due to temperatures rising. Three more Chicago police officers will go on trial this week for the killing of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Dashcam video shows Officer Jason Van Dyke firing 16 shots at McDonald. He's already been convicted of murder. The other three are accused of lying after the fact to protect Van Dyke from prosecution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
European Council President Donald Tusk announces Britain and the EU have agreed on a deal for Britain to leave the European Union.
Today, the European Council endorsed the agreement on the withdrawal of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland from the European Union and the European Atomic Energy Community.
Mexico says there's no deal in place regarding the migrants staying there while seeking asylum in the U.S. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst tells CNN's State of the Union, keeping the U.S. safe is what's most important.
We would prefer that we keep it open. And so let's work really hard to make sure we're addressing the asylum seekers before they actually come over the border. I think that's the intent of the president, is to divert any issues before they actually happen. So, of course, we don't want to see the border closed, but you know what? Safety of our nation comes first.
Syria accuses insurgents of wounding more than 100 people in a suspected toxic gas attack in Aleppo. Russian warplanes have responded, destroying militant positions in northern Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As much as a foot of snow is headed to Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and the northern Illinois region today. And National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec says that means delays at the Chicago airports.
Anytime the snow or any kind of bad weather affects the Chicago area, the travel is going to be affected pretty significantly. So I anticipate that travel will be getting increasingly worse, especially air travel across the Chicago area as the day goes on and the snow becomes heavier and heavier.
Hey everyone, Shatner Claus is coming to town. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
And when those blue snowflakes start falling.
Shatner Claus, the Christmas album, that is, featuring holiday tunes by William Shatner, the 87-year-old actor, joined by several big names, like on this one by Brad Paisley. Shatner telling the L.A. Times of the album, quote, "It reflects my continuing desire to fuse words and music, seeing as I cannot sustain a note." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It takes seven overtimes, but Texas A&M beats LSU 74-72. Aggies coach Jimbo Fisher couldn't even keep up.
I lost track of overtime, I ain't gonna lie. I lost track, but it did. It is a crazy thing. I was in the first long overtime game ever in the SEC, 56-49 at Auburn, Georgia, back in 96. Was crazy, but I'd never been in seven.
For USA Radio News.